Hey, it's Molly Wood, and I am excited to tell you about some big changes coming to your Marketplace Tech podcast. Starting on Tuesday, September 5th, I will be hosting the show, bringing you everything you need to know about the business of tech. We will be looking at all kinds of things, including how tech is distributed across the world, how that changes everything from the nature of work, and how that changes who gets opportunity in this country. There's much more to come. I'm super excited about it, and I will see you soon.
It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 31st. I'm Ben Johnson. If you told me on Monday that Amazon and Microsoft's marquee smart assistant services were actually going to work together for the greater good of consumers, and sure, their bottom line, I would have said, get out of here. But here we are on Thursday, and that is the news. Amazon boss Jeff Bezos personally approached Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, reportedly, about partnering. And don't look at me when it comes time to say the words in the right order, because, man, it sounds complicated. James McQuivey is an analyst at Forrester. James, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, but this seems kind of like anathema. Why is this happening?
You know, it's so interesting that we're seeing really two of the largest companies in the world suddenly act all friendly towards each other. Like, it just makes sense for the consumer. But I think there are deeper things going on there. You know, Amazon has needs and Microsoft can fulfill them. And the reverse is certainly true, especially when they're looking out at what Apple might do next and Google is already working on with Walmart. It seems like they're fleeing into each other's arms.
All right, you're dancing around it, but what are Amazon's needs and how can Microsoft fulfill them?
You know, in the short run, Amazon would like a way to be able to look at your email and your calendar and make that part of the kind of thing you would turn to Alexa for answers to.
There's got to be another side of this, right, in which Microsoft benefits from Amazon. How does that work?
Well, look, Microsoft has a very widely deployed voice assistant, but not a very well-used voice assistant.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's locked on PCs, which people don't usually think of as a place where they're going to use their voice. And at the same time, Microsoft is never going to be in a position to help you order things online. So it looks like Microsoft turns to Amazon and says, hey, you help us out with something that we're never going to be able to do, and we'll try to offer you what we can. And it makes a certain sense.
It sounds like this is going to be a little more of a tryst than a long marriage, though, right? It's not going to be forever.
Well, the fact is, I think both companies know that Amazon in the voice space is probably going to win. And then Microsoft has to decide, you know, where do we fit? Are we going to continue to support their world dominance forever? Or do we go off and try to build our own voice assistant at some point? Maybe the one thing Microsoft has going in the long run is that it is also pioneering this mixed reality or augmented reality platform across all of the Windows 10 devices. And that's something that Amazon in the long run will need Microsoft for. So there might be a little bit of, okay, we know you're going to win on voice, but we're going to win on mixed reality. So let's make sure we're connected at the hip.
James McQuivey, analyst at Forrester. James, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
As we've all continued to follow evacuation efforts in the Houston region this week, we've heard some harrowing stories. A lot of loss, but also a lot of good stories of people finding help. And one name keeps popping up in stories about rescue efforts, the name of an app called Zello. Zello is described as a social radio app, but a lot of people use it just like you use a walkie-talkie or two-way radio transceiver. People sign up and communicate on open channels. It's getting used a lot in Texas right now. Anyone can listen to these channels. One being used a lot involves what's called the Cajun Navy. It's a group of recreational boaters helping a lot in rescue efforts.
Cajun Navy, update. Her uncle is in the yard trying to wave at a helicopter. He's wearing a green shirt. Please divert the boats.
Roger.
The CEO of Zello is Bill Moore. We got him on the line to talk. Bill, thanks for chatting with us.
Ben, thanks for having me on.
How many users do you have?
There's over 100 million registered Zello users, and there's about 1,000 businesses that use it.
How many people are downloading and using Zello in the Houston area or the Houston region?
Well, there's hundreds of thousands of users in the Houston region. The number of new users has gone up by a factor of 20 since the storm started.
Wow.
The number of average online users is about double what it was a week or two ago.
saving lives during a natural disaster, it's a big responsibility for a private tech company like yours. Why should Zello be playing a key role in all of this instead of a government service?
Well, it's both. You know, Zello's focus, of course, is social radio. Zello's been successful there because it's a reliable product. Zello typically works, and the Cajun Navy would have this on their page.
Yeah.
When phone calls don't work, try Zello. It works when networks are poor. It's been popular around the globe in other times of crisis. But, Zello is not what's making the difference here. It's these organizations, and they need a great tool, and Zello is the best tool for the problem.
Anyone can join Zello. I can download the app and join a number of rescue groups in the Houston area. And I hate to bring up the specter of this, but could a spoiler come in and kind of mess up a rescue process?
When the stakes are high, there's very little of that. It still exists.
Yeah.
When the stakes are less high, there's more of that. Mm. And it's one of the probably the main problem Zello has in creating social radio.
Right.
It's a live medium. It's voice. You can't use the same techniques that work with Twitter or other text style or forums from the old days, or AOL chat rooms. It's that style of communication. And there are people that thrive on spoiling it. And we've spent years, creating tools to spot them and in particular giving administrators tools to deal with them efficiently.
Bill Moore is CEO of Zello Inc. Bill, thank you very much.
Ben, thank you very much.
You can find out more about Zello on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.